USA Radio News.
Consumers have already spent at least $1.7 billion shopping online since Wednesday, and that number is only expected to climb as deal hunters continue to hit the stores. I had a chance to catch up with Brian, who was up and at him early, shopping for the best deals.
Me and my wife, we found a couple of deals on the TVs. We saved about $250. And a couple of TVs we bought for the family.
The so-called campfire in Northern California is 95% contained. Now they're dealing with some rain and could get up to 3 inches of rain there this weekend. At least 84 people have died from the fire. Stocks are lower to end the holiday shortened trading week on Wall Street. A slide in oil prices and a decline in technology shares weighed heavily on the market. At the closing bell today, the Dow was down 178 points and closed the week at 24,286. The NASDAQ fell by 33 points, and S&P 500 lost 17. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're like most people, and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
Firefighters in Northern California are getting more rain. The National Weather Service is predicting 1 to 3 inches of rain between now and Sunday in the area devastated by the campfire. The fire is 95% contained, but now the concern is mudslides in the area. The latest word from medical researchers is that coffee is good for you. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
This research into the research on coffee finds that drinking up to 4 cups of it a day may help you avoid an early death. These researchers in the UK didn't do new research, but they looked at more than 200 existing studies and found that coffee was more often than not linked to health benefits. And those include the reduced risk of heart disease, reduced risk of many cancers, and a reduced risk of dementia. The findings have been published in the British Medical Journal. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Democrats plan to use their control of the House of Representatives to argue for raising the corporate tax rates by a few percentage points. House Democrats also say they plan on using their new majority to hold hearings about the Republican tax overhaul, arguing it's a giveaway to corporations and the wealthy. Maddie Dupler is a senior fellow with the National Taxpayers Union. She joined Fox News and says there's one problem with the Democrats trying to raise taxes on the rich.
House Republicans made it more difficult to raise all taxes, and the question now for Democrats is whether or not they repeal that rule or they replace it with a rule that allows them to raise taxes on wealthy earners. And I think that this really indicates one thing. When Democrats say they want to raise taxes on the rich, they don't mean it. They mean they want to raise taxes on everyone, because right now Nancy Pelosi is saying she has the politically salient idea to change that rule so just taxes could be raised on upper income earners. And the progressive wing of her party is saying that simply isn't enough. They want full sale repeal of that rule so they can raise taxes on everyone.
Dupler also tries to make some sense of what this means between the more progressive Democrats and the moderate Democrats who ran in, say, a Texas or a Southern California.
What this indicates, though, moving forward, is that progressive Democrats in that party now really want to hold her feet to the fire and force her to make good on that promise. That's going to create problems for Democrats who typically talk a big game on taxes but are refusing to follow them up with real votes.
The talk is that the Democrats would like to raise the corporate tax rate from 25 to 28%. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.